From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has tapped South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley to be the country's next ambassador to the United Nations. The 44-year-old daughter of Indian immigrants is serving her second term as governor, but has no foreign policy experience. Haley did not support Trump during the months-long Republican presidential nominating campaign. Ben Carson, a retired neurosurgeon and a former Republican presidential hopeful, said he has been offered a cabinet position as housing and urban development chief, but it is not clear if he plans to accept. Charter school advocate Betsy DeVos has been chosen for education secretary. Democrat Hillary Clinton has now amassed more than a 2 million vote lead over U.S. President-elect Donald Trump in the popular vote count. The vote count is continuing in some states, including California. No matter how it ends up, Clinton's popular vote lead will not change the outcome of the November 8th election. She will become the fifth presidential candidate in U.S. history to win the popular vote, but lose the election in the Electoral College. Iraqi-led forces say they have completely surrounded the city of Mosul, effectively cutting off Islamic State forces from supply routes to their main stronghold in Raqqa, Syria. According to officials with the Shiite paramilitary force Hashed al-Shabaab, the group linked with the Kurdish forces along the road that links Tal Afar to Sinjar west of Mosul, cutting off access to the road that leads to Syria. The road's reported capture comes on the same day a U.S.-led coalition airstrike took out another bridge across the Tigris River in Mosul, leaving at least one single crossing in use. This is VOA News.